Well, I say the love bug won't migrate too much further north. They say that the cold weather keep him out. I'm sure they've got the making happening.
Yeah, but not so much. Now, I think it's... Yeah, they have, but not... Yeah, it doesn't seem like they've done anything with the mosquitoes.
Yeah. Now, have you been in Florida?
Yeah.
Now, they bad.
Yeah.
The matter of fact, they'll get so bad, swarms of them, that a car run through them, you have to stop right there and clean the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't go any further. That's how bad they are.
Maybe cars will help.
As many cars as are on 75, you'd think that they could kill all of them in a couple of days.
Okay.
Last Christmas, they said that they was running those cars off in the water in Florida.
Really?
Yeah, there's so many on 75, they said that Florida couldn't hold that many cars.
Good.
There wasn't a place to park them. You know, the traffic was backed up. I live right side of the interstate.
Yeah.
And traffic was backed up past my house from almost Florida line.
Mm.
You know, wrecks and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's the only time last Christmas automobiles stopped on 75.
Mm.
They were bumper to bumper. I took pictures of them.
Wow.
And they were bumper to bumper as far as you could see.
God. That's incredible.
Stopped.
Mm-hmm. That was before the gas shortage, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Probably won't be seeing that again.
you know, there's talking gas shortage, you know, beginning to talk, and I think everybody decided they was going to make their last trip.
Yeah.
And man, they did it.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding.
All at one time. And then there was a gas shortage.
And did you know, the exact opposite, the day after Christmas, Christmas morning, actually, you could have roller skated on 75.
Yeah.
It was completely clean. Yeah. Not a car on it. Yeah. It felt so funny, you know, not seeing a car on that interstate.
Yeah.
Of course, they've got 95 on the east side now,
mm-hmm.
open most of the way, and it's too slow.